John Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Nikki Haley could gain more momentum tonight against her GOP presidential rivals in Miami. Here's CBS's Finn Gomez.
There's this expectation that Nikki Haley, the former South Carolina UN ambassador, will be getting some incoming, if you will, from some of her rivals, especially the Florida governor, Ron DeSantis. They're both vying for that second place position.
Donald Trump's still in first, but he won't be there. Ivanka Trump may not be a defendant in her dad's civil fraud case in New York, but State Attorney General Letitia James says she's complicit.
At the end of the day, this case is about fraudulent statements of financial condition that she benefited from.
Israel's military is bombarding northern Gaza, where it says Hamas has lost control. CBS's Doug Williams.
Israeli forces say there's now fierce fighting in the heart of Gaza City. The violence has driven civilians to the south of the region.
We want to live in our land with a peace.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden holds a slim lead over Donald Trump in the latest Marquette University Law School poll. Biden leads Trump 50% to 48% among registered voters. That's well within the survey's margin of error. But the Marquette poll also has Republicans Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley beating Biden. 42% say they have a favorable view of Biden, only 37% for Trump. Wisconsin Assembly lawmakers are moving forward several bills to roll back affirmative action in higher education. One bill would require financial aid to be need-based, not race-based. Another bill would set aside spots in the universities of Wisconsin for the state's top high school graduates. Meanwhile, the state Senate has passed several proposed constitutional amendments tweaking Wisconsin elections. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A report produced by consultants hired by Mayor Cavalier Johnson recommends that none of Milwaukee's residential areas should be limited to only single-family developments. The report suggests that to fix the housing shortage, the city should focus on adding more middle housing options, such as duplexes and townhomes. The recommendations include lifting restrictions on areas limited to single-family homes and allowing different types of housing in those areas. The Common Council must approve the zoning changes for the recommendations to become policy. Delafield Street in the city of Waukesha has been completely reopened, with two-way traffic restored following a reconstruction project. The project included road reconstruction, the replacement of water mains, sidewalks, signals, and other various improvements. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
The delusions of grandeur have come to an end, as has the campaign of former Vice President Mike Pence. You know, people didn't care for him so much. I don't know why. You know, January 6th, they just wanted to hang him at the gallows, Dom.
I mean, at least they knew his name. You know, there's no such thing as bad PR, Crudy.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Bucks host the Pistons tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks are in Milwaukee tonight with a matchup against the Detroit Pistons. Game time, 7 o'clock. The Bucks are 4-2 after beating the Brooklyn Nets. Head coach Adrian Griffin on how his defense made the difference.
They had the momentum, and we didn't give up, and we kept fighting and clawing and got back in the game. This was NBA basketball at its finest.
Baseball, Craig Counsell tells JS Online he accepted the manager's job with the Chicago Cubs because he needs a new challenge. Brewers owner Mark Antanasio says he was willing to make Counsell the highest paid manager in baseball history.
Now, I was informed by Craig that he was going to the Cubs. For several weeks, we've had an offer that would have made him the highest paid manager in baseball. He made a decision to go another direction.
NFL, the Packers head to Pittsburgh Sunday to face the Steelers. Jordan Love struggles with his accuracy throwing the deep ball. How can he improve? Matt LaFleur.
Shut his mind off and let it rip.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy skies tonight with scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows around 36. Northwest winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. High of 50 tomorrow, sunny skies. Lows around 31 tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 45 degrees.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Brittany, how many barometers do you own? It's a meteorologist thing.
Tell us the truth.
I've got 4 in my house right now.
That's not terrible.
I scaled down.
How many did you used to have?
I give them as gifts now.
Are you re-gifting me a barometer, Brittany?
We're down to 4. That sounds manageable.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. Your home for the Devil's Advocates.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK. UK. UK. UK.
Welcome, everybody. I am Maggie Dawn. You are listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I am joined by Anastasia Esther in the production booth. Welcome, Anya. How are you doing this afternoon?
I am good, Maggie. It doesn't feel like afternoon, though. It feels like the middle of the night here.
Doesn't it?
It's so dark.
Daylight save. Whenever we do this, I end up thinking it's 10 p.m. and I need to go to bed. My internal clock is all screwed up.
Yep, absolutely.
It's a real thing for me. I don't mind the sun in the morning. That's helpful. But then we get so very, very little of it during these months. Hope you're all adjusting to the new clocks. I also hope you're all adjusting and enjoying these election outcomes from last night. I've got my Roe v. Wade t-shirt on. I don't know if you can see it there. If you're watching us on YouTube or Facebook Live, thank you, Ohio. Not once, but twice. Now asserting and affirming a woman's free choice, healthcare liberty, which we all should be entitled to. We spent some time on this show back when Republicans in Ohio tried to change the threshold by which their constitution would be amended and up that requirement to 60%. Voters also rejected that a few months ago. That was, of course, just a proxy vote on abortion. They were doing that ahead of this vote yesterday that Ohioans took on whether to enshrine the right to healthcare freedom in the Ohio Constitution. And indeed, despite having a Republican governor and basically, you know, Jim Jordan's from Ohio too, everybody, lots of GOP folks representing the state of Ohio on this issue, just resoundingly Ohioans stepping up for healthcare freedom. What a good result. We saw a Democratic governor reelected in Kentucky. What was supposed to be maybe a nail biter came out on top. We also have the Marquette poll dropping. Lots of things happening this week, prognostication wise. And so much of what I'm hearing is both mixes of jubilation with many of the results from the election last night, but also some trepidation as Democrats begin hand-wringing over what might happen a year from today. Well, first and foremost, stop that. Polls are a point in time. What is most important is that we all continue to focus on those things that have the most direct and immediate impact on our collective quality of life. And healthcare freedom is certainly one of them. But there's a whole lot of other things that are going on. Like, do we have an actual minimum wage? Does the healthcare system work for the vast majority of people? Does our tax system appropriately tax the richest of us and corporations the most?
Do we have meaningful childcare? You know, the stuff that matters. And I just, I want to take a, just a collective breath and get ourselves focused on that, because I think if we continue to talk about those things, healthcare freedom, minimum, an actual living wage for folks that are willing to put in a good hard 40 hours worth of work, meaningful healthcare, childcare, and all those good things, that will lead us to a certain place. And the other thing that I'd like to just immediately take up, and Anya, thanks so much for getting some of the sound together, is this completely absurd concept that Biden's some old guy who doesn't have it together, when the clear favorite for the Republican nomination indisputably does not have the marbles all functioning together. I mean, the things that Donald Trump has said just this week are not just cringy, they're crazy. I mean, he liked to pontificate about his mental acuity before. I wouldn't be going there now. If we can, Anya, let's take a listen to what Trump had to say about the 2020 election just this past November 4th, just this past week. This is cut number two.
We won in the last time 50 states. Think of it. 50 states. We won every state. We then did great in the election. We got 12 million more votes or so. 12 million more votes than we got the first time.
What? Does he even know how any of this stuff works? Apparently not. We won all 50 states. Huh? I just, that's concerning. And then the odd turn of phrase, and then we went on to win the election. They're not separate things, sir. Oh.
It's interesting he thinks you could win all 50 states and not win the election, in fact.
Right, which implies. Yeah, the whole thing is just cringy. I also like this one, fairly recent. This is cut number one. Wait a minute. Who was he campaigning against in 2020? Let's ask him. Donald Trump. This is cut one.
With Obama, we won an election that everyone said couldn't be won. We have a man who is totally corrupt and the worst president in the history of our country, who is cognitively impaired.
I just want to say I didn't add this music.
Now in charge of dealing with Russia. Just think of it. We would be in World War II. In World War II. In World War II. Very quickly.
You know, the beauty was when I came here, everyone thought Bush was going to win. And then they took a poll and they found out Trump was up by about 50 points. Everyone said, what's going on right here? They thought Bush, because Bush supposedly was a military person. Great. You know what? He was a military. He got us into the Middle East. How did that work out? Right. But they all thought that Bush might win. Jeb. Remember Jeb?
That's that one.
Oi. Dear sir, World War II already happened.